when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
A troupe of strolling players are we.
Not stars like L.B. Mayers are we.
But just a simple band who roams about the land,
dispensing fol-de-rol frivolity.
Mere folk who give distraction are we.
New theater give attraction are we.
Oh, shut up, Sam.
But just a crazy group that never ceases to troop around the map of Little Italy.
Well, here we go back to the home country again.
We open in Venice, we next play Verona, then on to Cremona.
Lots of laughs in Cremona, hey boy.
Our next jump in Parma,
that dopey mopey menace,
then Mantua, then Padua, then we open again.
Where?
We open in Venice, we next play Verona, then on to Cremona.
Lots of bars in Cremona.
Our next jump in Parma,
that fearless, cheerless menace,
then Mantua, then Padua,
then we open again.
Where? We open in Venice, we next play Verona, then on to Cremona.
Lots of money in Cremona.
Our next jump in Parma,
that dingy, smingy menace,
then Mantua, then Padua,
and we open again.
Where? We open in Venice, we next play Verona, then on to Cremona.
Lots of quail in Cremona.
Our next jump in Parma, that heartless, artless menace, then Mantua, then Padua, then we open again. Where?
Oh, well, let me see now. I got a map. Let's pick out someplace.
Yeah, well, just don't take it too far down the line there.
Oh, well, let's take the first canyon out of here.
Matter of fact, if we hurry, we can beat the tab. Of course, yeah. The sheriff's out there waiting for us. Goodbye, boys.
Get out. Well, two Italians and a short Jewish fella walk into a Cole Porter musical, .. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating today out of the sun-dappled hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, that opening song we heard was, in fact, We Open in Venice from Cole Porter's Kiss Me, Kate, and that was the Rat Pack, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and Sammy Davis Jr. And they are letting us open a wonderful visa into the world of Italy. So today's show is called Broadway to the Rialto, and we will go on a guidebook tour through all those little wonderful towns and beautiful scenes and great Italian atmosphere that the Broadway musical conjured up over the decades. I just came back from a trip to Italy, so I guess this is very much in my sensibility. And yes, I probably was that tourist singing from Do I Hear a Waltz while actually in Venice at the time. Let me also remind our cari amici, our dear listeners, that our show is supported by a generous grant from the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund. Well, Frank and Dean and Sammy said that we open in Venice, so why not go directly to Venice? And the signature musical set in that wonderful, beautiful, magical, mysterious city was Do I Hear a Waltz, with a score by Richard Rodgers and Stephen Sondheim, the first, last, and only time they would collaborate, and they based their musical on an Arthur Laurent's play called Time of the Cuckoo, which some of you may remember as Summertime with Katharine Hepburn and Rosanna Brazzi. But here is Leona Samish, an American secretary who stumbles into Venice, her dream city, and is completely overwhelmed by its romance and its beauty. And who wouldn't be? From Do I Hear a Waltz.
Thank you.
One incredible day, had an idea and was prompted to say, let's build a city. Where should it be? How about the middle of that sea? Someone drew plans like a set for a stage. Someone spilled colors all over the page. Then they built it. Cookie, you know why? Just so Leona could come here and cry.
Hey, you can cry.
Can you take me to the Pensione Fioria?
See you swim.
Some people cry at hellos and farewells. Some people cry at nostalgia with bells. Some cry at weddings, some at the moon. I cry promptly Mondays at high noon. Some people cry at Vienna or Rome. This one is mine, Cookie, this one is home. Look, they even painted the damn sky just so Leona could come here and cry. Let's build a city. Where should it be? How above the middle of that sea?
Hey, lady, look out! You're gonna fall in!
People cry when they see their old pals. Me, I'm a sucker for chimes and canals. Look, they even painted the damn sky just so Leona could come here and stand like a lump dripping wet with no shoes on.
Shopping is different in Italy. Look, when you find something you want to buy, what is the first question you ask the shopkeeper?
How much, I suppose.
And when he tells you how much, do you pay?
Right.
Wrong. You say you aren't sure. You look, you handle, you wonder, you frown, you dwell on what is poor. Too big, too little, too orange, too brown. You tell him that you think you see a crack. He tells you it is just the old shellac. You say you saw a better one in Roma a week before. He says that if you did, it must have cost a thousand more. You say to Rococo, he says, shall I rap at you? Is it real Venetian? He, I can guarantee it. Let me see some others, please. Madam, all we have are these. May I use a check to pay? Madam, anything you say. Will you mend it? We will mend it. Can you send it? We can send it. Will you, madam? Can you, madam? Is it, madam? May I, madam? Let me think it over. I'll come back another day. You start to leave a shop. He smiles, he fusses, he opens the door. You start and then you stop. You smile, you ponder, you wonder some more. You wonder and you wait, and he, the same. Whoever waits the most will win the game. You wander near the goblet, maybe once or maybe twice. You wait until it's closing time and then you ask the price. You say, how much is it? He says, inexpensive you. What is inexpensive? He, only 20,000. That is 20,000, yes. But for you, I'll make it less. Will you make it 1,000,000? No, I'll make it 10,000. 2,000,000, 10,000, 4,000.
9000 5 8 7 6 6 6. All right, say, let me think it over. I'll come back another day. You start to live again. You go into the street, and if he follows, then that signals his defeat. And that, you see, is when the bargaining is done. You haven't really saved a single lira, but you've won, 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 won.
Sergio Franchi giving a bravura performance as a Venetian antique dealer from Do I Hear a Waltz, the Roger Sondheim score. What a consummate professional he was. Doesn't he just summon up all the romance and attraction and exoticism that is Italy, the subject of our show today, Broadway to the Rialto. We'll return to Sergio Franchi. Well, we're not going to leave Venice quite yet, because this is the brainstorm of Guido Contini, the great film director based on Fellini in Maury Yeston's Nine. So he will take us once more on a Vaporetto tour of the great Grand Canal. Here from the musical Nine is Raul Julia.
Contini submits that the flops are in hits because no one is willing to film a romantic spectacular that'll use the vernacular. And he says furthermore that the presence of orbit, historically speaking, more interesting subjects are myriad in a period. Period. Contini contends that the past makes the present look dull and half-assed. Let other directors investigate sectors of image and meaning what's commonly thought of as current, because they aren't and weren't. Contini suggests that today's not the best, but that yesterday's better and longer ago is still better, etc., etc. And now I have found the right location that perfectly suits this new creation. A picture so broad and serpentining that it will contain a world of meaning. And it's already here in front of my nose. This is the answer to what I propose. Venice by day, Venice by night. Right where I am is terrifically right. Everybody on the set for a rehearsal with lights. Obscure. It is filled with a milk of human kindness, in spite of the fact it's really a sure. But don't let that spoil your morale. It's a grand canal. This is a gondolier. The center of his life, but he never will go as far as wedlock. That would really annoy his present wife. He strums his plaintive pastoral on the Grand Canal.
Look at the people in the square, look at the steeple in the air. Can you deny that it's a stunning view?
Faces are brimming with delight. Children are swimming late at night. Why don't you try that? It is fun. And
who can it harm to feel? It's true.
I love it, I love it, I love it, I do. On the Grand Canal. I love it, I love it, I'm happy with you. On the Grand Canal.
On the Grand Canal.
And this is a courtesan. It's a shame people think that she's a leech. True, she once in a while destroys a marriage, but other than that, she's really a peach.
Sweetest, the sweetest magic
on the Grand Canal.
Every girl in Venice is I've come to wive it wealthily in Padua. If wealthily, then happily in Padua. If my wife has a bag of gold, do I care if the bag be old? I've come to wive it wealthily in Padua.
He's come to wive it wealthily in Padua.
I heard you mutter, sounds a loathsome lad you are. I shall not be disturbed one bit, if she be but a quarter wit. If she only can talk of clothes, while she powders her doggone nose. I've come to wive it wealthily in Padua.
He's come to wive it wealthily in Padua.
I heard you say, gadzooks, completely mad you are. 'Twouldn't give me the slightest shock if her knees now and then should knock. If her eyes were a wee bit crossed, was she wearing the hair she'd lost? Still the damsel I'll make my dame. In the dark they are all the same. I've come to wive it wealthily in Padua.
He's come to wive it wealthily in Padua.
I heard you say, good gad, but what a cad you are. Do I mind if she fret and fuss, if she fume like Vesuvius, if she roar like a winter breeze on the rough Adriatic seas, if she scream like a teething brat, if she scratch like a tiger cat, if she fight like a raging boar? I have oft stuck a pig before. I've come to wive it wealthily in Padua.
With a honey, nunny, nunny, and a hey, hey, hey.
Not to mention money, money for a rainy day. I've come to wive it wealthily in Padua.
So, a little detour on our Italian sojourn to Padua. Now, of course, Kiss Me, Kate takes place in Baltimore, but the play within the play, artfully rendered by Alfred Drake as Petruchio, of course, takes place in Padua. So a little detour. Now we're going to go to a little tiny town called San Farino in Italy. Don't bother looking through your guidebooks and your Baedekers and your Michelin guides and your Lonely Planet guides, because it's a town that only exists in musical comedy land. This is from a show called Carmelina, with a score by Alan J. Lerner and Burton Lane, who'd collaborated earlier on a clear day. And it's a story of a woman whose daughter is about to get married, and three possible fathers of her arrive from all over the... Sound familiar? It's the plot of Mamma Mia, which was actually taken from a movie called Buena Sera, Mrs. Campbell, which this is actually based on. So Lerner and Lane got there first. Here is Georgia Brown and Paul Sorvino filling in for Cesare Siepi, who was in the original show but not the recording. Gets complicated, but a wonderful Lane and Lerner song that summons up all the sexuality and exoticism of Italy. Love Before Breakfast.
Love before breakfast, arms that I slept in, tingle and tell me that morning has crept in. No hurried goodbye, too long have I wakened without you. Love before breakfast is a cloud we'll go sailing away on.
It's the air we'll be walking all day on.
And the smile only we can see. Love before breakfast, morning comes stealing.
Thank you.
a cloud, we'll go sailing away on. It's the air we'll be walking all day on, and the smile only we can see.
Love before breakfast,
morning comes.
From a studio recording of the musical Carmelina. Well, if you're traveling in Italy, as we are today, you're going to have to go to Florence sooner or later. It is the, what would I say, the keystone of Western art and civilization as we know it. A glorious, glamorous, fantastic place. And there have been really only one major musical set there, but that's okay because The Light in the Piazza certainly captures all the beauty of Firenze in our plot. Margaret Johnson and her daughter Clara in the 1950s are Americans who visit its splendiferous wonder and find themselves entranced and enamored in every possible way by this magnificent city. Adam Gettle wrote the score. His grandfather, Richard Rodgers, wrote Do I Hear a Waltz? And acute critics have pointed out the similarities between those two shows. But you don't need a guidebook or a musical comedy host even to point that out. Just listen to these songs about Florence and you'll understand everything about it. From the opening number to Light in the Piazza.
What happened here? Well, let's see. On a central square in a city of the sun rose a palace. It was high and handsome, gleaming like the crown of a king.
Where would that be? Where is that?
In the tower. A warning bell would ring.
What kind of warning?
For a fire or river overflowing. Now Firenze, on a central square, the beginning of a kingdom republic.
Is there a king? Is there a queen?
There were princes, painters, noblemen of logic and art.
Firenze.
Leonardo,
Leonardo,
Michelangelo, the start.
That's a completely naked statue.
'Twas a dawning day, unfurling, and the heart, the painting of the world we know, the world we coming out of the dark. You can feel it,
you can feel it.
You can follow,
you can follow
the spark.
We're on vacation
from an age to an age,
from an age to an age.
In Firenze,
in Firenze,
in Firenze,
in Firenze.
The painting of the world, it started then and there, and here we are.
It's choose in stories I try. That's not what I think about. That's not what I see. I know what the sunlight can be. The light in the piazza. Tiny, sweet, and then it grows, and then
wonderful Kelly O'Hara summing up the beauty of Florence and love, which are inextricably linked. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and buonasera, cari amici. Today we are taking a tour of Broadway along the Rialto, or at least the Via Veneto, or all these wonderful streets in Italy. Well, one of the things that Adam Gettle got a lot of credit for was writing a fair amount of the score to Light in the Piazza in Italian. The Italian characters often do not speak English, which is very novel and interesting, but he was not the only composer to write songs with Italian language in them for Broadway musicals. We know Abbondanza from The Most Happy Fella by Frank Lesser. Here's a song from the musical that limped into town, Breakfast at Tiffany's. And here is Robert Goulet to sing Bob Merrill's Ciao Campare.
Ciao Campare, until my returning, in place of a heart is a longing and yearning. I'll be with you someday, somehow. But for now, compare, ciao. Ciao, compare, my memory embraces the ring of your voices, the light of your faces. I'll pray to be with you, but now only ciao, compare, ciao. Ciao, compare, may life only bring you the wishes I wish you. Sweetest fruit on the bough.
getting up bright and early to some people is a chore. But here in my lovely city of Rome, there's so much to get up bright and early for. Dawn in Rome, seven hills aglow, and the warm Italian sunlight. I arise, feasting with my eyes on every mountain, every steeple, every fountain. Wonderful, fabulous face of Rome. Rome at dawn, shutters open wide, greeting like a bride the sunlight. I awake, eager to partake of all the singing of the people, all the ringing, wonderful, fabulous bells of Rome. Buongiorno, Roma, I'm so glad to be one little part of you, because you see, you're such a very big part of me. Dawn in Rome, lovers coming home, in their eyes a touch of starlight. I delight in the lovely sight of people bearing, people caring, people sharing in this beautiful, wonderful way, on this beautiful, wonderful day, in this beautiful, wonderful, fabulous place called Rome. You in Rome, when in Rome, make my beautiful, wonderful, fabulous Rome your home.
Well, one of the slight bummers about setting a musical in Rome is, of course, you have to rhyme it with home. Not too many other options, except maybe foam. That was Cesare Siepi from a 1962 musical called Bravo Giovanni. Not a great show, but a very warm welcome to the next city on our map, which, of course, is the eternal city of Rome. Siepi was in Carmelina, but not on the recording, so I'm glad we got to hear a little of his wonderful voice. He was definitely one of those people like Giorgio Tozzi and Sergio Franchi who came in the wake of Ezio Pinza and enchanted American audiences. Well, we're now in Rome, so we're going to do as the Romans do. All roads lead to Rome, as the saying goes. Let us go to ancient Rome. And, of course, a funny thing happened on the way to the Forum. Here is Nathan Lane to show us a pretty little picture of what's happening on the Tiber River.
In the Tiber there sits a boat, gently dipping its bow. Trim and tidy and built to float, pretty little picture. Now, put a boy on the starboard side, leaning out at the rail. Next to him put a blushing bride, slim and slender and starry-eyed. Down below put a tiny bed, the sun gets pale, the sea gets red. And off they sail on the first high tide, the boat and the bed and the boy and the bride. It's a pretty little picture, oh my, pretty little picture. How true, pretty little picture, which I soon little us give to you. Feel the roll of the playful waves, see the sails as they swell. Hear the whips of the galley slaves, pretty little picture. Well, let it carry your cares away, out of sight, out of mind. past the buoy and through the bay. Soon there's nothing but sea and spray. Night descends and the moon's aglow. Your arms entwined, you steal below. And far behind at the edge of day, the bong of the bell of the buoy in the bay, and the boat and the boy and the bride are away. It's a pretty little picture to share as your little boat sails to sea. Take a little trip free as air. Have a little freedom on me.
No worries, no bothers,
no captains,
no fathers.
In the ocean, an island waits, smooth and sandy and pink.
Oh, I love pink.
Filled with lemons and nuts and dates.
Pretty little picture.
In a cottage of cypress trees, seashells dotting the door. Boy and bride live a life of ease, doing nothing but what they please. And every night when the stars appear, there's nothing more to see or hear. Just the shore where the lovers lie.
The sand
and the sea
and the stars
in the sky.
And the sound of a soft little satisfied sigh. All your petty little problems will cease, and your little blessings will flow, and your little family increase. Pretty little picture, no, no, pretty little masterpiece. Pretty little
three coins in the fountain, each one seeking happiness, thrown by three hopeful lovers. Which one will the fountain bless? Three hearts in the fountain, each heart longing for its home. There they lie in the fountain, somewhere in the heart of Rome. Which one will the fountain bless? Which one will how they shine? Just one wish will be granted. One heart will wear a valentine. Make it mine. Make it mine. Make it mine. Thank you. time. Make it mine, make it mine, make it mine, make it mine.
Ah, Billy Eckstine. That was Three Coins in a Fountain, not from a musical, but by two wonderful musical theater composers, Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein, for the movie of the same name, of course celebrating the Trevi Fountain in Rome. Well, when in Rome, as I said, we do as the Romans do. Let us go for this wonderful Cy Coleman, Carolyn Lee song, not to Barbra Streisand, but to Tony Bennett and Bill Evans, two of my favorite collaborators.
When in Spain, for reasons I don't explain, I remain enjoying a brew. Don't deplore my fondness for Fundador. You know how a Fundador can lead to a few. And baby, when in Rome, I do as the Romans do. If perchance I'm saying farewell to France, and romance drops in from the blue, cher amour, I beg of you, please endure my taking a brief detour with somebody new. It's just that when in Rome I do as the Romans do. And though from Italy I lie to you prettily, why think of me bitterly? You know that I'm through. Except now and then in Rome, I get that old yen in Rome. And naturally when in Rome, I do as the Romans do. I write happily, best wishes from Napoli. Don't cable me snappily to tell me we're through. 'Cause once again in Rome, in somebody's den in Rome, well, pussycat den in Rome, I do as the Romans, disregard the signs and the omens. When in Rome, I do as the Romans do.
Well, if Tony Benedetto says we should do what Romans do, the thing to be and to do is to be Italian. And here is Fergie of the Black Eyed Peas singing a song for Maury Yeston's Nine. Who says Broadway to Main Street isn't hip? We have Fergie on our show telling us to be Italian.
So you little Italian devils, you want to know about the love? Saragina will tell you. If you want to make a woman happy, you rely on what you were born with, because it is in your blood. Be Italian, be Italian. Take a chance and try to steal a fiery kiss.
kiss.
Be Italian, when you hold me, don't just hold me, but hold this. Please be gentle, sentimental, go ahead and try to give my cheek a pat, but be daring and uncaring. When you pinch me, try to pinch me with this fat.
Fergie from the film version of Maury Yeston's score to Nine. Well, invariably, I guess all the musicals set in Italy or the attempt to evoke Italy in some manner, shape, or form are rhapsodic and romantic and use mandolins and tarantellas and things like that. That's part of the fun, I think, of the American musical. And as I said, I just got back from a tour of Rome, Venice, and Florence, so this felt particularly inspiring to me, and I hope you enjoyed it. On Broadway to Main Street over this past month, we've had some interesting shows. We had William Daniels as our July 4th guest, the eternal John Adams from both the stage and the film version. I hope you enjoyed listening to that interview. That's definitely the kind of programming that we try to bring you here on Broadway to Main Street, and I hope you will support WPPB 88.3 FM and listen to them and donate money, because this is kind of very original, specific programming that only, frankly, I think public radio can do these days. Well, our trip to Italy has to bid a fond farewell or a sad farewell. We'll always return to Italy. And I want to go back to Sergio Franchi, who I think was so in the mode of Ezio Pinza and Cesare Siepi. I love listening to him. And even though it's not a song from a Broadway show, he gave a great Broadway performance. And here is a wonderful rendition of The Only Way to Say Goodbye, Arrivederci Roma. So, buonasera, cari amici. See you next week.
T'invidio turista che arrivi, t'imbevi de fori e de scavi, poi tutto d'un colpo te trovi fontana de Trevi che è tutta per te. C'è stana leggenda romana legata a sta vecchia fontana, per cui se ci butti un soldino costringer destino a fatte tornare. E mentre il soldo bacia il fontanone, la tua canzone in fondo è questa qua. Arrivederci Roma, goodbye, au revoir. Si ritrova a pranzo a squarciarelli, fettuccine e vino dei castelli, come i tempi belli che Pinelli immortalò. Arrivederci Roma, non so scordarti più, porto in Inghilterra i tuoi tramonti, porto a Londra Trinità dei Monti, porto nel mio cuore i giuramenti e gli I love you. Outstretched and yearning, please be sure the flame of love keeps burning in her heart. Arrivederci Roma.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.